Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Manoush Samarodi, in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And some of you have cats, some of you have dogs, some of you might have turtles or parakeets, and some of you might be managers of feral cat colonies. Meow. Helping to take care of the tens of thousands of free-roaming cats here in New York City. Maybe you saw the story in the New York Times yesterday about trap, neuter, release, or TNR, a humane method of controlling their populations. We're going to hear more about TNR and the city's feral cats now. My guest is Jane Hoffman, president of the Mayor's Alliance for New York City's Animals, which also runs the New York City Feral Cat Initiative. Welcome to WNYC, Jane.
Thanks for having me.
So, Jane, let's just start out. What is the difference between a feral cat, an outdoor cat, and a stray cat? Genetically, they're identical, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we sort of use the term community cat in New York City now because we have, as you just described, a variety of cats that end up out on the street through no fault of their own, and they go by a number of terms. So feral is actually a better word to describe the behavior of a cat. A lot of the cats outside were former pets. Some of them have been out there for a long time, reproduced. And because these cats were not socialized to human beings or were realizing that those are the people who open the cans of food early in life, they're really not friendly. They're not properly socialized to people.
So are they wild, should we say? I mean,
they're just not friendly to human beings. They're not wild animals. They're still considered domestic animals. But they're really just not friendly. They don't want to be held. They don't solicit human attention. You know, they can become friendly to their caretakers, but they're basically not candidates to be put in homes as pets, as opposed to people's pets who live in their homes, who insist on sitting on their laps, et cetera, et cetera. So there's cats that are out there who got out by accident, who were put out on purpose, and depending on how long they've been out there, and it could be generations, it really describes best whether that is actually a cat that's demonstrating feral behavior or whether they're just a cat that was a house cat, a pet cat, that either got out or was put out and is doing the best they can to survive on the street where they do not belong.
Okay, so I have to say, I am new to this concept of trap, neuter, release. How does it work? Can you take us through step by step?
Sure. Trap, neuter, return is actually not release because it's a very controlled thing. There are traps that are humane. People who are certified in this, trained to do this, go out with the traps. And these are all volunteer people who do it on their own dime with support from the Mayor's Alliance and the Feral Cat Initiative. But they go out at night. They bait the trap with food. A cat goes in to eat, steps on the metal plate inside. The trap closes behind them. The person doing the trapping goes over, covers them, picks them up, brings them to a spay-neuter appointment. At the ASPCA, the Humane Society, a number of private vets do this, where they're spayed or neutered, they're vaccinated, fully vaccinated, and their left ear is cut off. The point is cut off while they're under anesthesia so that they can be easily identified when they've recovered from this surgery, go back out to their colony, their home. And I love Alley Cat Ally's expression, which is she's not homeless, she just lives outside. They then go back to their caretakers who feed them every day, provide shelter, watch over them if they get injured, etc. And if any new cats come into the colony, they can then focus on them because they obviously have a ear with a tip to trap them, neuter them, return them. And that way you control the population and eventually reduce it. In the meantime, if there's friendly cats that come in, they can be taken out to be put up for adoption. If there's tiny kittens under 8 weeks of age, when you can socialize them to be human beings and become very good pets, you can that caretaker can take them out, thereby reducing the number of cats, stopping reproduction, stopping what humans consider problem behaviors.
And listeners, there are thousands of trap, neuter, return volunteers here in New York City. Are you one of them? Have you done trap, neuter, release? Have you, Jade?
Yes, I actually have. I am a neophyte compared to the wonderful people who are out there doing it every day and maintaining colonies. But yes, I have done trap, neuter, return, I don't currently maintain a colony, but I've done it myself, and it is very, very satisfying because it's such, it takes effort, but it can improve the life of the cats on the street dramatically because they're not fighting, they're not mating, they're not exhibiting problem behavior, which brings them bad attention, negative attention. So it's very satisfying. I have done it, but I am a neophyte compared to most of the people doing PNR today.
Okay, anyone listening who has a question or comment about trap, neuter, release method or about feral cats, we want to hear from you too. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Let's go to Nzinga in Brooklyn. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. Tell us about your cat experience.
Well, I have a cat in the back. Her name is Stinkbutt, and she's been trapped, neutered, and released.
Good
Before
for you.
Before that, obviously, she had kittens, and I adopted her 5 kittens. I adopted out 2. I kept 3. I already had 2 that I'd rescued, so now I have 4 because 1 died. Stinkbutt now has... she needs medical attention. How do I capture her to get that medical attention and then perhaps release her? And lastly, sadly, I have to move, and I don't know what's going to happen to Stinkbutt when I leave.
Jane, can you advise Nzinga on Stinkbutt?
Sure. If you have access to email, if you email to info, that's I-N-F-O, at Animal Alliance, N-Y-C.
I'm sorry, that was interrupted. Would you repeat that?
No worries. We'll put it on our website, Nzinga. It's somewhere you can email for help, right,
yes,
Jane?
And we'll be able to send a trapper over for you and get some medical attention.
Okay,
then. Thank you very much. This is the kind of thing we need individuals all over the community. It's like, you know, planting a million trees.
So what do I do after I move?
Don't worry about that. We'll have somebody to advise you on what to do about the cats.
All right. And what's the website I go to get your website?
You can go to WNYC.org and put in Brian Lehrer, and we will have all the information there for you and Nzinga.
Much.
Okay.
So,
bye
now.
Jane, supporters of the trap, neuter, return method say it's more effective at controlling feral cat populations than other methods like rounding the cats up and euthanizing them. What are the numbers? What does the data say?
Well, you know, if you look at what's happening in New York City in animal control, a lot of cats end up in animal control. And if we can keep them from ending up in the city shelter where, if they're not adoptable, they aren't euthanized. There are no homes for those cats. So what we're doing is stopping the problem on the street level before it even begins by stopping the reproduction of cats. And we've made enormous strides in reducing euthanasia at ACC, Animal Care and Control of New York City, in the last few years, from 32,000 cats and dogs in 2003 down to last year just over 6,000. And a lot of those animals in the past were cats. So by doing trap, neuter, return, you're keeping them out of the shelter. You know, you're providing a actual benefit to your community because, frankly, cats provide non-toxic vermin control. There's many neighborhoods that want these colonies because they do their job. There was a reason the ancient Egyptians had them in the grain silos. They kill vermin. So, you know, it's a win-win. It's a saving taxpayer money. You're not euthanizing animals that should not go into the shelter and be euthanized. You're providing vermin control in neighborhoods, and you're gradually, effectively and humanely reducing the population of cats, which, you know, feral cat people don't think that these cats should be out on the street, but they are there, and catch and kill does not work.
Okay,
this is the only thing that works.
Let's go to Jennifer on the Upper East Side. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
What's your question?
I have a backyard, and I have 3 cats of my own who are neutered. And recently, a stray cat from, I guess, the street has come into the backyard. It's sort of a long series of backyards that goes from one end of the avenue to the other end. He's intact. I can see that. He's getting into fights with my cats. I would like to trap him, neuter him, but I don't want to return him to my backyard. I want to return him somewhere else, but then I know to put a neutered cat into, you know, a potential, I don't want to put him in a colony that he doesn't belong to. So I don't know what to do. And I don't know if he's, you know, home friendly or not.
That's such a great question. Thank you, Jennifer. I mean, Jane, that's the truth, right? Some people would be okay with the trap and neuter part of this process, but not so much with the return part. What do you say to them?
What I say to that is nature abhors a vacuum. You remove the cats, more cats will come in. Basically, the thing to do is get them spayed and neutered, vaccinated, ear-tipped, and put back, and they will hold that space. It actually reduces the number of cats that come in. And until, this individual cat is neutered, trapped and then neutered, we're not really even going to know what his behavior is. It may be a happy ending, and turns out to be friendly. That's the other thing is it cuts down on fighting when you do get them neutered or spayed because there's kind of nothing to fight about as long as they're getting food.
You know, that article in the Times, it got hundreds and hundreds of comments, Jane, and there was one from a guy called Chris who wrote, "My backyard in Bed-Stuy is inundated with feral cats. My neighbor is a volunteer who works with the Catch and Release program. It's a great idea, but feral cats still defecate and urinate all over my yard. My wife and son are allergic to them. The strong smell of urine makes it hard to enjoy my backyard." There are some people who just do not want these cats in their neighborhood.
Well, I suspect that a lot of those cats are probably not neutered if there's a strong smell, because that's one of the best parts of doing trap neuter return with male cats is that the strength of male unneutered urine is pretty powerful. So I'm there with him. The fact of the matter is there's going to be cats there because people are putting them out on the street. The best thing to do is use humane deterrents, and there's many, and you can put the link to the Feral Cat Initiative website up, and we put a lot of suggestions about humane deterrents, but the cats will be there. What we need to do is spay and neuter them, get the population stabilized, provide people ways to do humane deterrent of behaviors they don't like, and then gradually, hopefully, educate people that you never put a cat out on the street. If you cannot keep it, please take it to Animal Care and Control of New York City. We are finding homes for them. But if they're not adoptable, the best thing to do is trap, neuter, return, put them back in the yard, let them stabilize the population, and, just let nature take its course. And the populations do reduce over time.
Let's go one last call to Nat in Brooklyn. Hi, Nat. It's Manoush here.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
There's a cat in my girlfriend's backyard that was feral, and we wanted to get him neutered, and we got him an appointment with one of the organizations that does that for feral cats, but we couldn't obviously trap him. We didn't have the expertise, but both of us work 7 days a week. We didn't really have time to enter into a program to learn how to do the trap and release stuff. Since then, my girlfriend's been taking care of him, and at this point it seems like she is, in fact, pregnant. And we're wondering, is there anything we can do to ensure her safety or make her comfortable, or what do you do in a situation like that when a feral cat is pregnant?
Actually, depending on how far along she is, frankly, we do spay abort cats, so the most important thing is to get that cat trapped. And get her to a vet so she can be evaluated. This is not like a human being situation having an abortion. These cats are not, the kitten fetuses are not sentient beings like human beings are. And, it's safer for her. It's better for her. So what we need to do is get you some help to get her trapped and get her to one of the what we call feral-friendly vets. To get her evaluated. And thank you very much for taking care of her. That's wonderful. Go down to our website. You can email us, and we'll get some help for you. We cannot go out and help every single situation, but when all of us hear pregnant cat, everybody jumps up in the air and tries to swing into action.
Jane, we just have a minute left. I want to ask you, what is the ultimate goal with this program? Do you think that New York City could or will one day be a feral cat-free city?
I don't think that we'll ever totally do away with it. I think we can reduce the number where it becomes negligible because, unfortunately, human beings are involved, and, unfortunately, they often put out unspayed or neutered pets. They think it's okay to let their outdoor cat run around who's not spayed and neutered, which is against the law, by the way. Humans create this problem, not the cats. So the humans who are trying to do TNR are trying to alleviate that problem. I don't think we'll ever get to zero, but I think we will reduce the population to the point where it is not an issue.
Okay, we've got to leave it there with Jane Hoffman, president of the Mayor's Alliance for New York City Animals, which also runs the New York City Feral Cat Initiative. Thank you so much, Jane. Thank you. I'm Manoush Samarodi sitting in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and I will be back tomorrow with the authors of The Confidence Code, Are We Just Telling Women to Be as Cocky as Their Male Colleagues?, plus the latest on pre-K admissions. Join me tomorrow on The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Manoush Samarodi. Thank you so much for listening.